SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of Israel's Prime Minister, no one will preach to me. Benjamin Netanyahu resisting pressure at home and abroad to agree to a Gaza ceasefire. Netanyahu has his conditions for a truce, and he is sticking by them.
Despite nationwide protests and a strike by Israelis demanding accept a deal to end the war in Gaza and gain the return of hostages, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he won't be preached to. Thousands of protesters, furious about the deaths of six hostages, demonstrated outside Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem late Monday. Netanyahu says he won't budge on his demand for continued Israeli control of the Philadelphia corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. He calls the area an oxygen pipe for Hamas weapons. Meanwhile, Israel continued its six-day raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. I'm Norman Hall.
Making a pitch to organized labor, Vice President Harris appeared with President Biden yesterday at a union hall in Pittsburgh. Didn't go so well the other day for a motorcade carrying Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz.
Some of my staff and members of the press that were traveling up with us were involved in a traffic accident on the way here today. We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
That motorcade was heading from the airport to a campaign stop in Milwaukee when the crash occurred. Also at SRNNews.com, the hotel workers' strike continues. More than 10,000 on strike in more than 24 cities around the country. Some 200 workers at the Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor, among the latest to join that walkout. Head of the UN's nuclear watchdog holding talks with Ukrainian officials after attacks were reported near the massive Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Dow futures down 212 points. This is SRN News. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. Any nursing home that does not comply would have its license to operate revoked. SRN News. Among the uncertainties surrounding AI, artificial intelligence, is the technology's role in and impact on the workplace.
The recent experiences of a number of companies suggest that AI may not prove to be the job killer many people had feared. Instead, business observers say the technology might turn out to be more like major technological advances from the past. Things like the steam engine, electricity, and the internet. That is, eliminate some jobs while creating new ones, and probably making workers more productive along the way, to the eventual benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. Bob Agner reporting.
Jim Dreyer is trying again. He's back in Lake Michigan, determined to swim the 82 miles from Michigan to Wisconsin. The 61-year-old extreme swimmer will have to go 72 hours or more without sleep. He had to give up this same quest a few weeks ago because of GPS troubles. More details, SRNNews.com.